Hello, this is Mike Coetzee from Light Opera Works, and I'm here today with our scenic designer for our upcoming production of Damn Yankees, Adam Vaness. You have designed more than a few shows for Light Opera Works.
I have. The first show I designed was a very small show called I Do in the old McGaw space. And then I moved to the Kahn Auditorium with Secret Garden, followed by Man of La Mancha, Camelot. What else? Refresh my memory.
HMS Pinafore.
HMS Pinafore. Quite a few shows.
So the Kahn stage is a big stage.
One of the largest in the Evanston area. It's not without its quirks. Normally, when you go to such a large venue, you'll see a whole lot of wings space and a whole lot of upstage space. But one of the fun things about designing a Kahn auditorium is there's very little place to store anything off of the stage. So either we put it all out there, or it all comes from the flies, or we pick and choose very carefully.
Well, tell me a little bit about Damn Yankees. Of course, it's a classic 1950s musical comedy. Are we setting it in the 50s?
It is distinctly in the 50s. A lot of the costuming you'll see is from the 50s, and it'll have a 50s very clean air about it. We've decided to give it a more Fosse-esque type of feeling. So,
how do you mean?
Not necessarily industrial, but very clean, very open feeling, like you'd see in the show Fosse, or for instance, Chicago. A metal, metallic, clean lined, lots of force perspective. We're not trying to hit you in the face with the 50s aspect.
I know you've worked with our artistic director, Rudy Hogan-Miller, on many occasions, designing a number of shows that he's directed. Of course, he's not directing this one. We have wonderful Kevin Belli in to direct, and Rudy will be on stage again as in last year's Cabaret. Any thoughts on the different dynamic working with Rudy as an actor as opposed to director?
I really like working with Rudy. He's got a really clear idea of what he wants. He's got very specific opinions, and that's always very helpful for a designer. Kevin is also fantastic. I'm really looking forward to this. I didn't have the opportunity to design Cabaret. However, I did work backstage a bit. And Rudy Hogan-Miller is a lot of fun. He's got a lot of style and a lot of panache, and he's a lot of fun backstage.
Now, Adam, I've got to say some of my favorite sets of yours have been unit sets, that is, sets where there's one basic structure. Some changes are made, but basically it stays the same. Now, Damn Yankees, you don't have that luxury, do you?
No, we do not. You have Meg's house, you have a locker room, you have an office, you have Applegate's apartment, you've got the limbo lounge, you've got completely different things. I've chosen in this one to, I don't know what we call it, but it's a partial unit set, so there is a fixed structure, and that really gives me somewhere to start. Sometimes we have to cover it up entirely, but I like the feeling on stage of something being present and there and almost another character, but then we add on to it, take away from it. It's really going to be unique how it changes, even though you're looking at basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts as to what we're going to be seeing in Damn Yankees?
We've eliminated the use of the color green.
What?
Yeah, right. It's a baseball field.
It's grass. It's green.
It should be green. Looking at green on stage for 2.5 hours can just be upsetting to the stomach. If you don't choose your greens wisely, you're in trouble. It's an American show. Red, white, blue, gray, black. It's really nice to have a framework to work within. And Kevin's been great about that. He came in with that idea, and we're riding that like a wave. And I think it's going to be great.
That was Adam Vaness, scenic designer of Damn Yankees, opening June 7th at Kahn Auditorium. Play ball!